As you may be aware by now, President Barack Obama was on the MSU campus earlier today to sign the Farm Bill, a major piece of legislation that will affect just about every American citizen in some way. Now, we usually record our show live at 9 a.m. and re-air it here at 6 p.m., but because we wanted to ensure that a recap of the president's visit was in this evening's show, Current State's Kevin Lavery was at the McPhail Equine Performance Center where the bill signing took place, and he shares this report.
President Obama's visit to Michigan State University was a twofold treat for Ben LaCrosse. The Leelanau County farmer grows cherries, apples, and plums in the heart of Michigan's Pinky. As a producer, LaCrosse was happy to see a dramatically new farm bill that bolsters crop insurance in tough times.
My principal crop, cherries, was not covered under the previous farm bill. And so now with the enhanced provisions of crop insurance, we're able to insure cherries so that in a disaster year like 2012, we don't have to, you know, worry about if our farms are going to be able to stay in operation.
The other reason for LaCrosse's good mood was the singular honor he was soon to receive, announcing the arrival of the President of the United States. LaCrosse was especially happy his 7-year-old son could share the moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
In praising the legislation, President Obama thanked Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, who was instrumental in its completion. He said the new bill helps farmers like Ben LaCrosse stay viable.
So, investing in the communities that grow our food, helping hardworking Americans put that food on the table, that's what this farm bill does, all while reducing our deficits through smart reforms. It doesn't include everything that I'd like to see, and I know leaders on both sides of the aisle feel the same way, but it's a good sign that Democrats and Republicans in Congress were able to come through with this bill, break the cycle of short-sighted, crisis-driven, partisan decision-making, and actually get this stuff done. It's a good sign.
Then the president moved to a small table for the crowning moment, the signing ceremony. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.